This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Leading into the Memorial holiday weekend, and a lot of ground to cover. And we start right off the top in this hour with Paul Goff from Pittsburgh Magazine, who you can see on the radio with our live stream at kdkradio.com. What did I say? Pittsburgh Business Times. That's what I meant. Paul, brought to you by Metropolitan Window Company. Paul, good morning. Pittsburgh Business Times.
Good morning. How are you, Larry?
I'm good. Okay. I see you're ready to go on a Monday. You're wearing a tie. You're rolling.
I know. I am rolling.
Where are you heading this morning?
Actually, I have a funeral to go to of a friend from church, and then I'm going to go back to work.
I'm sorry about that. That's a really rough way to start the week. My apologies and condolences. That said, over the weekend, we got another view of the new terminal at Pittsburgh International Airport, and it's over 90% complete. Is that correct?
Yeah, it looks really good, actually. I know you were there a couple weeks ago with my boss, and it looks fantastic. They've cleaned it a good portion of it up, enough to have this innovation summit that they had last week, and it looks great.
I think we've been talking about it for so long naturally because it's a huge investment and, you know, it's being done without taxpayer money, which is really something that people should be really happy and excited about. But it is also putting this airport in a place where it's going to be a game changer in aviation, right?
Yeah, it's fantastic. $1.7 billion. It looks really, from what I can tell now, it's not completely finished, but it's really well thought out. And I was there when they announced it. That was probably 2018. It was very, you know, oh yeah, sure. They're going to build it. It's going to be years from now. And it's interesting to be able to see it in real life and what it's going to look like and how it's going to flow. And it's going to be so much different than the airport terminal that we have now.
Any big construction project requires changes along the way. So they've made a few changes here as we race to the opening, which should be in the fall, early fall, maybe late fall, depends. So what are the changes they need to make?
Well, they're putting the finishing touches on the terminal itself. They're getting some of the, a lot of the security TSA equipment done or installed, and going to put screens up, a lot of digital screens, and some of the finishing. And then they're putting the finishing touches on the parking garage. And the thing that came out now, it's the $20 million that they approved, that the board approved Friday. Almost all of it is just stuff they were going to spend anyway that was budgeted. One thing that was interesting that I thought was that they added $2.1 million for the tram to be decommissioned, as it were. So anybody who really likes taking that tram, they better get that done in the next several months, because that will be removed.
And where are they taking it? Are they going to take it to the trolley museum?
You know, I'm right near the trolley museum right now. I wonder if that's something that they should do. I mean, there are people that enjoy it. I don't believe the airport authority appreciated the $4 million or more it cost every year to have it continue. And it won't be needed because the terminal, the landside terminal, that new terminal is right up against, connected to the airside terminal. So instead of taking a long trip, you're going to just be able to walk right through, and actually through a bridge-like and tunnel-like experience.
Yeah, I'm looking at the photo from your article in the Pittsburgh Business Times, and it shows that brand new expansive entryway, and it funnels everybody. And as I understand it, the flow in, everybody on that floor will be going into the terminal, and then below that, it will be everyone exiting. So you actually won't interact with people literally coming and going, but on your way in, you'll be going through this little tunnel, as you said, it's supposed to emulate the Fort Pitt Tunnel, and then, boom, you're right there in the air side.
Yeah, and I was struck, actually, by how large the area is, especially one of the other things that'll be interesting is you'll have a chance. I miss when I was a kid coming here to Pittsburgh, looking at the airplanes in the old terminal. And, you know, there was like this sort of terrace area, and they've got a terrace area now where you'll be able to look at airplanes, because that's like my favorite thing to do, basically. And you'll be able to do that even if you don't have a ticket. You can do it out as a passenger or as a somebody kind of going to pick up family. And there's a good pickup area, large area right down by baggage. So you'll be able to flow right in, as you said, from below. It's hard because that's not yet complete, but it's very interesting. I was struck at how large that whole area is, especially the below part for picking up passengers.
Yeah, it's expansive too, where you go in. It looks like trees. The columns are to emulate trees. It looks like a forest, right?
Yes, and that was sort of the design that sort of evolved. And also what's interesting, if you look up, there's sort of stars, LED stars, and a sort of wood ceiling. It's not made of wood really, but it looks like it. And you can tell that a lot of space is, and a lot of thought has been put into it, and a lot of craftspersonship.
And any sense of when it'll actually open, give or take a few weeks here and there? What are you hearing?
Fall could be anywhere between September and December, right? So, I think they're going to be in the next couple weeks getting it mostly complete so that it can be tested, because nobody in the airport authority wants to have any of these new systems, not work on day one or day five or day 20. So I know they're going to be doing a lot of testing. And I heard yesterday or last week that they're going to have volunteers from the community come in and take simulated processes from ticketing baggage in and out to see if, Paul Hoback said from the airport authority, see if it can be broken so that they can make sure that they have it fixed and ready for the system. And when it opens,
you mentioned baggage. 8 miles of those conveyor belts will now be shrunk down. You should get your baggage after you land at Pittsburgh a lot quicker. So a lot of people are going to love that part of this too.
Yeah, they claim that the baggage will come out before the passengers get there. That'll be interesting to see, because obviously we've all waited for a while for the baggage, because that system is also antiquated.
Well, appreciate the update on this early Monday. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care, Larry.
Read all about it in the Pittsburgh Business Times, Paul Goff, on the Big K Morning Show. I'm getting fired up, Aaron, to see this new place again when it opens. I think people who've just kind of followed it casually are going to be really stunned.
Agreed. I mean, there's so much excitement. I can't wait.
A lot of people have said to me, well, where's that at? Because they've done such a great job of keeping the airport open while they're doing all this.
Right, exactly. It's almost hidden unless you've walked through recently. You kind of forget.
On your way home later this afternoon, check out our Drive at 5, top stories that driving the day's news every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. Coming out this weekend, we mentioned Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. 30 years Tom Cruise has been doing this genre, along with all the other movies he's done in between, Aaron.
I have a question for you about that.
Talk to me.
Do you feel...
Talk to me, Goose.
Do you feel that he's outplaying his hand and it's just gone a little too far? Are you into it? What are your thoughts?
The money they make off it is the proof that people still want to go see it.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Even though you or Paul Rasmussen, surprisingly,
we're not,
haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, now, I think I just wonder, where can the narrative go? But if I haven't seen them all, are they connected? The storyline.
Well, they are by Tom Cruise character, Ethan
right.
Hawke.
Okay.
But each one, I mean, they did try to make a sequential, a few of them, but mostly they're standalone.
Right.
So you can watch it because each mission is unique.
Is separate.
So back in the day when they had the TV show, each episode every week was another mission.
Right.
So you could enjoy any one of them without
seeing.
Yeah. So if you hadn't seen any of them, you could still, I mean, it's a ride. Now, Tom Cruise is incredibly, he's an energy junkie. You know, he's an adrenaline junkie.
Yes. I think that.
This is his thing.
It is his thing.
I mean, the guy's obviously got more money than he needs. He's as famous as he wants to be, maybe more famous than he wants to be in some ways.
True.
This is how he gets his jollies, is doing these stunts in the movie. So with a little...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Preview. CBS's Bradley Blackburn in New York over the weekend.
Tom Cruise landed in New York's Lincoln Center Sunday at the center of a blockbuster premiere for a movie as big as it gets.
They've never seen anything as big as this on screen. They're going to see sequences that really will never be filmed again.
As Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning, 62-year-old Cruise again performs his own stunts, clinging to the wing of a biplane.
On the wing.
Plummeting toward Earth.
Action.
And of course, sprinting past landmarks with that iconic theme.
I just knew I wanted to do something very, very extreme.
Cruise first accepted this mission 30 years ago. The first film came out in 1996. Since then, the franchise has grossed almost $5 billion.
I need you to trust me.
Cruise's co-stars say this film pulls the strings of all eight movies together, back to the beginning.
it beautifully delivers a sense of satisfaction and closure for people who have known and loved this franchise.
The culmination of all the ones that have gone before.
It's been a big chapter of your life, 30 years. Awesome. Have these films changed you at all?
Oh my God, it's been magnificent because you get, look, it's the very first film that I officially produced, the adventures that I've had, what I've learned. So it's afforded me that. It's afforded me to be able to, you know, make the movies and live out my dream, and I make a lot of different other kind of movies.
As for future missions, Cruise is coy.
It's called The Final Reckoning. You say, audiences, you go see it. I'm not going to give anything away.
But longtime director and collaborator Christopher McQuarrie says it's not impossible.
He reserves the right to change his mind, I guess.
A mission audiences have been accepting and embracing for decades, now ready for one more thrilling ride. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
Now, do you want to see it, Aaron, or no?
I'm interested.
I think your husband would like it.
I'm interested a little. Also, can I tell you something else I'm interested in? Hearing back from Walmart. I reached out to them yesterday, and I'd love for you to be able to chat with maybe a spokesperson after one of their executives made a statement on tariffs. It's just so interesting how it's affecting our region. And prices.
Yeah, the CEO.
Mm-hmm. He made, you know, he met, he was one of the few that met with Trump at the White House to talk about tariffs. And he's saying there's only so far you can go, though. ... to be continued.
Well, to that point, how can you absorb all those additional costs as a company without passing them on to the consumer? It's got to happen.
Right. In the trip, he said, we're wired for lower prices, but, you know, what can you do?
All right.
So anyway, I'll let you know if I hear back. It'd be a great conversation.
Yeah, you deflected my question.
I did.
I saw what you did there. That's a definite no. Although now it's too late to see the ballet.
I am sad about that. I had a friend offer me a ticket to go with her, and I just was unavailable.
The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh Ballet Theater yesterday with live symphony. Unbelievable.
Oh, I wish people could see. Well, people maybe trying to watch the stream could see your eyes.
You know, to be honest, the only ballet I've seen before was the Nutcracker years
right.
ago. Marty calls it something else. And his wife, Christine, a dancer, and she loves all this stuff.
Yes.
I'll be curious to get her take on Wednesday. Morning show, and every Monday at this time, we check in with Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good to talk to you again, as always.
Since I've met you, I got to be honest, this subject comes to mind a lot. So many people have so many questions, and I think what happens is people hesitate because it's unknown until they take that first step to reach out to talk about retirement planning. And I've learned over this course of time how many things I don't know and how many factors there are to consider. So let's start with why you need a predictable income.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I feel like a broken record on this because I speak about it on the radio, the TV, in my book. But it is the number one problem that everybody's going to deal with. And the reason is if you go back 30, 40 years ago, retirement was much simpler. I can remember my grandparents and even my parents to a certain degree, and you know, going to people's retirement parties.
Right.
You just don't see it anymore. And it was because you go back 30, 40 years ago, there was a high percentage of people that would receive a pension. And so when they stopped working, they didn't have to worry about how they were going to replace the paycheck. But now when we stop working, we have to worry about how to replace the paycheck. And so income becomes the number one priority. You know, a lot of people, and you've probably heard this, right? Everybody's focused on how much money should I have to retire?
Right.
And that's not the question to ask. The question is, how am I going to generate the income I need to retire? And do I have enough income sources to be able to replace the paycheck that I'm going to lose?
And deciding what is your budget for how much you think you need to retire?
Yeah, well, you know, I must say about 3-4 years ago, I decided that I hated the word budget. So I've replaced it, Larry, with spending plan.
Okay. Spending plan.
Well,
it
doesn't,
is.
Doesn't budget almost sound like diet?
Right. If you say budget, people cringe.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on one of those, a budget, but I want to be on a spending plan.
That's right. And I don't want to be on a diet, right? But I want to be on a lifestyle change.
One of the factors is Social Security. So when to claim. So when people hit 65, there are a couple of increments to consider.
Yeah. So there's always, so with Social Security, you have your FRA, which stands for your full retirement age, and then you have your maximum retirement age. FRA is going to be between 66 and 67 years of age for most people. And then the max Social Security age for everybody is age 70. Okay. But deciding when to retire, when to collect Social Security is very important. Now, a lot of people want to look at delaying Social Security. So they're going to wait as long as they can to collect Social Security.
Pause. You get it more money.
Yeah, you do. You get an 8% increase for every year that you wait on the amount of Social Security you would receive. However, if your only source of income is going to be Social Security because you don't have a pension, then here is the problem. If you want to delay Social Security, that means you have to have other assets to generate income from. Okay, so let's just suppose that you had a 401k and you said, I'm going to start taking money from that for the next 4 to 5 years and delay my Social Security. So that means during that 4 to 5 year period, there's a large amount of money that's going to have to come out of your retirement account, right?
Right.
In order to replace that paycheck. Now, here's what the math shows us when we run the calculations. Even if you collect Social Security early, in a lot of cases, it's much better than delaying, because for every dollar you get in Social Security, it's one less dollar you have to take from your retirement accounts, which allows you to preserve those retirement assets for a longer period of time.
Makes sense.
And we're living longer, so it mitigates the risk of living longer, too.
And I know you're a big proponent of an element being annuities, because it's a guaranteed income source. But how do we figure out inflation, which has been a big issue for quite a while now?
Yeah, well, this is a big one, and it's actually more simple than you think. So in Right Track Your Retirement, the book that I wrote about a very simple two-bucket approach where we use an annuity, which I like to replace the word annuity with private pension, because that's all it is. So you create a private pension, and then you're able to have enough money in the stock market, and that money that you keep in the stock market is the money that you can use to offset inflation. What do I mean by that? Well, if you're annuity or private pension is generating enough income along with your Social Security, that means we probably have about a 10-year time frame before we need to bring any money from the stock investment, right, the investment bucket,
right,
over to the income bucket. So let's say we needed some additional income in retirement. We just take a little bit of money from the stock market account, we bring it over to the income account, and we generate additional income, whether that's an additional $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month. And when you map it out on paper through using something as simple as Excel, the numbers work.
Spending plan.
Yes.
And private
pension.
There you go.
Yes.
Learn a lot more. RightTrackPittsburgh.com with Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors. To be continued. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Larry.
White News Desk. On Sunday, former President Joe Biden's office revealed he has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer.
I think this is obviously a really good moment to talk about screening. Make sure you have that conversation with your doctor about getting screened.
And when they say aggressive, they're talking about metastasizing to the bones?
That's correct. Police and the FBI are investigating anti-Semitic flyers distributed in Squirrel Hill.
Yeah, when I saw this, my first reaction was, not again. Mm-hmm. When will these people here, in our town alone, get a break?
I know. And what looks like a big box office hit will open in movie theaters on Friday.
It's been magnificent because it's the very first film that I officially produced, the adventures that I've had, what I've learned. So it's afforded me that. It's afforded me to be able to, you know, make the movies and live out my dream. And I make a lot of different other kind of movies.
Yes, he has. Dating all the way back to the early 80s with Endless Love, then Taps, The Outsiders, Losing It, Risky Business in 83, and then came All the Right Moves, and then Top Gun in 86.
And that was the one that did it, right?
And that pushed him into a star status. He did The Color of Money with Jackie Gleason, Born on the 4th of July, Rain Man, Days of Thunder, Few Good Men. And then he got the Mission Impossible series going in 1996.
Wow. An amazing career. He's a superstar.
He is.
Now, Larry, of all the things that people could fight and fuss about, you wouldn't think the pickleball would be one of them.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this story from Minneapolis.
This couple in Maple Grove, Minnesota says they've gotten death threats since they convinced the city to ban pickleball at the tennis courts next to their home.
We're not saying they can't play.
Yeah.
There's so many places around here in the city to play.
John Masserly has launched a petition to drop the ban.
There are so many people that want to use these courts that they say it's ridiculous. Our taxes pay for this.
The city says it has three dozen other pickleball courts. It's considering requiring courts to be at least 200 feet from residences. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Oh, wow. Huh? Right?
Only in America.
You're making too much noise. Get off my lawn.
Get your pickleball and you know what you can do with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.